local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go at 12:11 on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you for your Community Connection. Second Tuesday of the month, which means we get to visit with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce today. Robin Doulis is here. Hello.
Hello, Corey. How are you?
She manages to find time this time of year to still get over here.
I do.
You got nothing else going on.
No.
Nothing.
No.
You're just sitting in your office. Pretty much.
Just waiting for things to happen.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, you know, this is actually falling perfectly this time around because there's a, you know, just a little event happening at the fairgrounds tonight. And
there,
I think that's probably where we're going to spend a lot
I
of time.
Think we should start with that.
Yeah.
Actually.
And, you know, you brought someone else with you, too, to talk about it.
I did. And I might just let him take over like right away.
Well, this is Steve Schoenfeld with the Waseca County Farm Bureau. And tonight from 5 to 7, we have Taste of the Farm. There'll be equipment and animals there and
food. Lots of food, Steve.
That's
lots
the
hamburgers, pork burgers, chips, 1919 root beer, ice cream. Oh, and I forgot, popcorn, too.
Oh.
Ooh.
So basically, if you leave hungry, then there's
it's your own fault.
Something wrong. Okay.
Root beer floats, oh boy. Those
1919
are
root
the
beer,
best.
By the way.
And there is a significance to that. You told
yes.
us off air.
Farm Bureau started in 1919.
There you go.
I never knew that. Until
no,
just
I didn't
like
either.
5 minutes ago. never
it's
had a clue.
It's amazing what you can learn just coming over here.
I know, right?
And most of it's completely unintentional.
Always.
So tell us a little bit about the Taste of the Farm and, you know, outside of the food, kind of the meaning behind it.
It's to inform the public about where their food comes from and also a little bit of, like, the equipment we use and the animals we do and... Because most people are actually 3 and 4 generations removed from the farm now. So it's kind of getting
Which
back to
crazy.
Our roots.
Yeah. And I know, sadly, there are a lot of people that think the food just magically shows up at the grocery store.
At the grocery store, yeah.
It's a slightly bigger process than that.
It doesn't really? I thought it was. You just walk
yeah,
in there
it's
and
not,
get it.
Because even in Waseca, we got the ConAgra there with the canning company and their peas and sweet corn and everything there. So.
Oh, I know all about them. We'll just say that. My dad may or may not have worked there for 40 plus years now. So.
See, I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah.
There
all you
the
go.
Things.
So they say you learn something new every day.
Yeah,
so I think you're good for
things.
Today.
Am I good? Can I be done now?
If only it worked that way.
If only it worked that way.
But continuing on here with the Taste of the Farm. So there's also different vendors that are there as well. Talk a little bit about who's going to be there.
Well,
I'm asking you the hard question.
I know it.
Yeah.
The corn and soybean growers there and the dairy industry will be there. And
Fair Board will be there.
Fair Board will be there.
We'll be there.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, heck yeah. We should maybe show up.
Yeah,
you know,
in your own buildings, I suppose.
It would probably be a good idea.
But, and I remember from last year that a lot of the vendors will have, you know, some kind of an activity, I guess we'll say, or just some way to kind of draw, especially the kids in.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
and we actually
cool
have
year.
A scavenger hunt.
Oh, fine.
If you come and meet the ones at the Farm Bureau Financial booth area, they're going to have the scavenger hunt stuff. And once you fill that out, you can get a prize.
Oh. Prizes are good.
Yeah.
I like prizes.
Yeah, and just from past experience, you want to get there early because that line will get long quickly for the food.
It
because
was really
this is all free,
year.
By the way.
This is all free, by the way. And we got 2 grills going and stuff, and we just keep them going the whole time.
Yeah, and
they're charcoal grills.
Oh,
the
that's
charcoal
even better.
Grills.
Yeah. You know, that makes a difference
it
to the grillers out there. It really does.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can taste the difference in there,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I like food.
Oh my gosh. Last year, you know, we were there because we had fair books. We'll have fair books again this year, but just watching the line, it was like never ending.
Yeah, and
just kept going.
I was there early last year when we were doing our broadcast, and it was just unfair when it started to get close. It started to smell so good in that building.
And the weather is supposed to be good tonight, too.
That's what it's looking like. But a slight change, though, as far as what buildings are being used for. So for those that are maybe used to it, just, you know, you might have to adjust a little bit.
We're going to be serving out of the 4-H food stand and then eating in the Creative Arts Building, which is connected to it there and stuff. Okay. And if the weather's good, we're going to have some tables set up outside, too.
Oh, let's hope so.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's going to be fantastic.
Really nice.
And, you know, I talk about how I was over there. I'll be over there again. I've been talking about it all week long. I'll be broadcasting live from 4 until 6. So, I don't know. I'll see if I can dig up something that we can have on our table, too.
I think that would be kind of fun.
I'm sure we can find something.
Like stump Corey with a question or something?
Oh, that won't be hard. I've got a head full of useless knowledge, but they just don't ask the right questions.
Yeah, that's true. That's what it is. Oh,
yeah,
I understand.
That's what
now.
I go by now.
Now I get it. I was so confused there for a while.
All right. So Taste of the Farm happening here tonight. It all gets started at 5 o'clock until 7:30 or the food is gone.
Or the food runs out and...
Chances
we've got
are
plenty of food coming. So.
Yeah, but chances are it's going to be the latter that's going to happen.
Yes,
it usually is. But and that's a good problem to have.
Yes,
yeah, it's great. It's such a great event,
and it's a great way to bring the community together.
Absolutely.
And how long has it been out at the fairgrounds now?
This is the third year already.
I couldn't remember this morning. I was talking to somebody, and I thought it was about the third year. It's just such a great place, and it's kind of centrally located. So, you know, it's easier. It's
and you can even walk there right from town. It's
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's what's really nice.
Because, it's kind of moved around a little bit in years past. It was out at Farm America for a while.
It was great. It was great when it was out there,
too. The family has had it in the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least in this sense, you know where it's going to be.
Yep. The fairgrounds are pretty easy to
find. And there's a lot of parking around there. So.
I was just going to mention the parking idea. Based on the flyers that I saw, you want everyone coming in from the east and west sides, correct?
If we can get them to park like
not
they
so
park
much
at
on the south side, right?
Yeah, the east and west, because there'll be people walking around and activities happening. So we want to try to, we don't want any cars in that vicinity. So if we can keep them, you know, on our fairground east and west end parking lots, that would be great.
Yeah. And so that'd be the 3rd and 7th Street side for those that are not familiar exactly.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
I obviously grew up that area, far from there. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of know those streets, don't you, Corey?
Oh, yeah. I could get around town very easily. But
with your eyes closed.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, no, but, probably not, but you probably could.
All right. So, again, Taste of the Farm happening tonight. Again, I'll be broadcasting live 4 until 6, and we'll be talking all about that. But we better get going to our break. This time is going by very, very
super
quickly.
Fast.
So we'll continue on with your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank, coming up here in just a few minutes on Cowles 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cowles 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on Cowles 100.9 as my microphone kind of ran away from me there during the break. But anyway, Corey Hargith back here with you, Robin Doulas with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. I mean, of course, we talked about Taste of the Farm beforehand because that's the big event happening
tonight.
But, you know, we made a few other connections. There's some other stuff happening in town that honestly, the timing's going to be perfect.
There is. One of the things that are happening, it's kind of cool, Waseca Public Library has their summer concert series. So Tuesdays at 7 in Trowbridge. So tonight it's Obie Original and the Black Atlantics. So you could go have supper at Taste of the Farm, do the things, and then head down to Trowbridge to listen to a concert.
Yeah, because they got that really nice band chill. I don't know if they use it for that necessarily.
I don't know, but I know it's pretty well attended, which is kind of cool.
Because Trowbridge is one of those really nice parks that... You know, you drive by, but you almost overthink it a lot. So it's great
sometimes
that it can get used like this.
You just drive because you focus in the library and then you're like, oh, hey, you forget
that
there's also things happening there. Too,
so those are happening. Is it all throughout
It's all throughout
summer?
June.
Throughout June. Okay.
So, the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, 7 o'clock, free to the public. And in case of rain, it's held inside the library.
Okay.
So that's very cool. And speaking of the library, on Saturday they had their kickoff to summer reading program. So you can go down and get your kids signed up for the summer reading, and they have prizes and all these activities and games and stuff. So it was kind of a neat. I took our granddaughter down there and got her signed up, and there are lots of activities, lots of kids. So that's a really cool thing to do in the summer.
Yeah, especially during the summer to keep the kids reading and such like that. I actually just saw a study here earlier today that in colleges, there's instructors that are having to kind of change their plans a little bit because there are people that are struggling to actually read full sentences.
Wow.
So we need to really be focusing on this more. And, you know, why not have a little incentive to do it?
Well, and it's fun. You know, it's fun. There's so many books and they're so helpful. And since we're on the library has a ton of things.
Yeah.
So this Thursday at Trowbridge Park, it's called Creature Feature. And you can get a close and hands-on look at a variety of fascinating animals, ages 5 and up. It's free. Okay. So go down, check out whatever animals they have. They have this weird-looking...
Yeah, what is that thing?
I don't know.
It's kind of creepy-looking, whatever it is.
I'm not sure. It's a creature. Yeah. But it's alive, so yeah.
We know that much.
We know that. Then on Monday, June 15th, at the Waseca High School Performing Arts Center, it's called Ragmala Dance. They'll be introducing, I cannot pronounce this at all, but it's a dance technique developed from South India. It's a classical form of dance, and that's free for all ages, and that's Monday, June 15th at 1:30. Again, put on by the library, which is very cool.
They're just finding all these different venues that they can do all this stuff.
Yeah, which is really cool. So then you can kind of spread things around. And then one thing that they do every year on June 25th from 11 to 1, it's the Waseca Water Carnival, and that's at Trowbridge Park. So you've got the obstacle course, water slide, a dunk tank, water balloons. It's a free lunch, no need to register. So, you know, come down and hang out with them. And that's put on by the library, City of Waseca Parks Department, the City of Waseca, the Waseca Police Department, Waseca Fire Department, and the Waseca Water Park.
That's a great way to get to know some of the services in the community as
well. Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun. I know, like, I've driven by there when they've been down there, and it's a lot of fun. They have a lot of people down
there. And what'd you say the date was on that one?
That is June 25th from 11 to 1. And again, it's a free family event. So that's what's nice about a lot of these library events. They're free. You can just go and experience it and just do all sorts of different things.
Exactly.
Because it's very cool.
Keep the kids active throughout
the summer. Active is good because then they go to bed.
Well, that's the hope anyway.
Of course, when it doesn't get dark until 9:30, you're like, okay, well, let's find
something else to do.
That
doesn't work well
with
Corey either.
Well, yeah, that's true. Corey needs his sleep, apparently.
I do. It sometimes amazes me how much I can do on very little sleep. I don't
Isn't
like
that
to
amazing?
Do it, but
yeah. You just anyway. Don't drive when you're super tired.
Yeah, no, not recommended.
No, not
recommended. All right, so we got about 30 seconds left. What else you got?
Just going to do a plug for the Fire Department Fish Fry, Saturday, June 27th. All you can eat is $15. Hot dog meal is $5. Come, it's a great fundraiser for the Fire Department and the Firefighters Relief Association.
Yeah, and that's another one you want to show up early.
You show up early because they sell out. Because
The
fish is amazing,
they
so
do.
make sure you get there for
that. I'm not
going
to be in town this year for it.
Oh,
so
Corey.
We're not going to be around.
Oh, Corey.
It never fails.
What do you do?
I guess we'll probably chat later,
let's be
honest.
Yeah, we will. I'll see you later in a few hours.
Again, I'll be out at Taste of the Farm here tonight at 4 o'clock is when I'll start the broadcast, but you're stuck with me for a little while longer. Yet the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review, though, is on the way here at 12:30, and then I will join you just after 1 o'clock, take you through those first couple of hours. We'll get us started, of course, with the Dad Joke of the Day.
Dad Joke brought to you
by Wayne Nord Wetmore. So that's coming up just after 1 o'clock, but this has been your Community Connection. Brought to you by Keene Bank on Cal's 100.9.